every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council approves changes to cannabis regulations. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council unanimously approved changes to its municipal code, allowing cannabis non-storefront retail deliveries to operate in the city. Updates to the municipal code will also no longer limit the number of cannabis businesses allowed and establish a cannabis regulatory permit. This was the first reading of the ordinance, and it'll be brought back as a second reading in a later consent agenda. The Paso Robles School Board voted to approve changes to the salary schedule for positions identified below the market median in its meeting last night. In February 2026, the board was presented with a survey that compared 89 benchmark positions in the district against 9 peer organizations. It found that almost 54% of the district's job classes were below the market median mid-range. Additionally, it was found that the pay for certain management titles were not far above the pay grade of teacher salaries after a certain point in their pay schedules. In part to incentivize some staff members to seek management positions, the board was presented with an increase to the salary schedules for positions across the board in an attempt to bring their maximum salaries within plus or minus 5% of the market median, retroactive to July 1st. The board voted 6-1 to approve the motion. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. In collaboration with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve. The work will consist of burn piles of cut vegetation. Burns are planned for today and tomorrow, weather permitting. Due to the amount of vegetation being removed, this may be an ongoing project requiring multiple burn days. Additional burn days are anticipated August 24th through the 27th. The operation is designed to promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. It will also reduce accumulated vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Highway 58 was shut down in both directions at Navajo Quarry yesterday evening after a semi-truck overturned on the side of the roadway. The report of the incident came in at about 5 p.m., with the caller saying that a big rig rolled off the highway near Navajo Creek Road. Emergency crews worked to clear the roadway and assist the big rig, closing Highway 58 for several hours. The roadway was eventually opened at about 10:30 p.m. yesterday, according to CHP's incident page. No injuries were reported. Representative Salud Carbajal announced $4.6 million in federal funding will go to the San Luis Obispo County Airport for a range of infrastructure upgrades. The funds will go to modernizing the runway's 1129 safety system, upgrading taxiway A, and creating a plan to identify wildlife around the airport and assess how to protect aircraft from potential wildlife hazards such as bird strikes. The funding is from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law's Airport Infrastructure Plant, which has since provided more than $1 billion in funding for projects in the Central Coast. Director of Airports Courtney Johnson said, quote, "This significant federal investment in safe, reliable airport infrastructure is an investment in the long-term economic vitality, connectivity, and resilience of our region." Carbajal's office also cites previous funding he has secured for the Slo County Airport, such as $2 million in May 2026 for an improved baggage screening system and $2.7 million last fall for a new taxiway. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-6, Angels over the Astros 3-1, the Royals beat the Athletics 4-3, Padres over the Mets 5-2, the Guardians beat the Giants 8-1, the Yankees over the Orioles 3-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Giants will go against the Guardians, the Padres will face the Mets, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, three California fire departments received a $10,000 grant through State Farm's Good Neighbor Firefighter Safety Program, among 150 recipients statewide. 82% of fire departments in the U.S. are composed entirely or mostly of volunteer firefighters, operating with a limited budget that leaves them struggling to fund equipment. Recognizing this need, State Farm teamed up with the National Volunteer Fire Council to provide $1.5 million to local fire departments in 2026. San Diego County supervisors voted 3-2 on Tuesday to end contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Protection. This contract termination would no longer allow members of these agencies to conduct training at county-owned facilities near the Mexican border and a Navy facility leased in the county. A special election was held yesterday to determine who will fill the seat of former California U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell in District 14 between Aisha Wahab and Melissa Hernandez. Currently, Wahab leads against Hernandez by a narrow margin of less than 1,000 voters. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Today's report sponsored by DPA Auctions. You know, the hardest part of selling equipment is knowing when. DPA Auctions watches your fleet's value against real auction sale prices from across the entire industry so you can see what's holding value and what's ready to move. Stay ahead of it at dpaauctions.com. Well, sheep producers now have a new online resource designed to put practical management information and industry tools all in one place. That's because the American Lamb Board and the American Sheep Industry Association have launched Sheep IQ, a website offering education and expert guidance, they say, for both new and experienced sheep producers. Resources cover things like sheep management, productivity, lamb and wool quality, targeted grazing, and other production practices. The site also includes podcasts, educational videos, industry updates, events, and even workshops. Now, to learn more, producers can visit sheepiq.com to explore the site and even sign up for important updates. And both ALB and ASI say the goal is to turn information into greater productivity and long-term growth for the entire U.S. sheep industry.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's figs are making a comeback, finding new momentum as demand grows. For longtime Central Valley residents, figs are a specialty crop and part of the region's agriculture history. California produces 100% of the commercially grown figs in the United States and shipped to international markets. California's fresh fig season normally begins mid-May and continues through November. This year, the crop got an early start after a hot March accelerated development. While California's fig industry remains relatively small compared to other major commodities such as raisins, prunes, and table grapes, production is increasing. The 2025 crop was about 6,300 tons, up from about 5,900 tons the previous year. The growth is being driven by consumer demand. An estimated 1,000 tons of California's annual production is exported, about 20% of the crop. Canada is a major destination, but they're also shipped to Japan, Southeast Asia, and other international markets. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday, sunny skies Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-90s Friday into the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KBRL News Time is 6:20.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target lowered prices and shoppers came back. Its recent quarter was better than expected. The company had been dealing with social media backlash attacks in recent years. Its new CEO, Michael Fiedelke, who took over earlier this year, says the company was helped by reducing prices on more than 10,000 frequently purchased items. It's also been improving stores and merchandise. Lowe's had a strong summer quarter as more people shopped online and professionals were turning to Lowe's for supplies, but Lowe's is being cautious about this year because homeowners are delaying major renovations and big DIY projects. Amazon Prime Air's drone delivery says it will expand to nearly 500 cities and towns by the end of the year. Drone delivery is currently available in 7 states. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peake Brothers. I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peake Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon with Karen on Sound Off. This is timely because it looks like the 12-year legal battle is over. Greg Gregwall and Debbie Arnold will talk about the end of the Paso Robles groundwater lawsuit. So, there you go. And the court asked the plaintiffs to submit a proposed order. And again, this goes back 12 years for the people that own property, the right to pump from the Paso Robles groundwater basin. All right, and more than 800 property owners back then formed Protect Our Water Rights, and these are the overlying landowners who, by virtue of owning their property, asserted they have the right to pump, and they won everything. Thank goodness we had Cindy Steinbeck and a lot of other people that filed this going back to 2014. And if you go back, you remember that the County Board of Supervisors, what they did. So after five trials and 21 affirmative defenses, again, it looks like it's over. Hopefully for now, we'll find out more this afternoon. But remember, the defendants include San Luis Obispo County, the City of Paso Robles, San Miguel Community Service District, Templeton Community Service District, and Atascadero Mutual Water District. Now, more than $21 million has been spent on the Steinbeck lawsuit, with the plaintiffs doling out over $5 million and the government in excess of $16 million. Full disclosure, I am one of those, even though we're not under the basin. How about this? The government pay us back our money. You folks started this. You forced us. Government does this because they think that, well, they, you know, the people or the person, they can't afford to fight anything, so we'll just do this. They lost their rear ends. They got their heads handed to them, and they knew it was coming. Once again, ill-advised by their attorneys, who were making a lot of money off this. So how about if they were to turn around and pay us? Well, I know that's not going to happen, and there probably won't be a suit, but maybe if governments and the people, because I would be willing to bet that most people in this county don't know what the bill has been that they've paid for to get their brains beat in. I'm almost positive of that. Other than the people, other than the choir knows, and maybe a couple of outside people, but not the majority of people, whether it's Templeton, Tascadero, San Miguel, Paso Robles, or the county in general. Anyway, so again, we'll find out about it. Okay, speaking of money, here we go. Let's see here. This is on, got a couple of things here. Email. It says, Paso Schools, how can you give raises, one, if they don't have the money, and then try to base it on the market? You can't compare the Paso Robles School District to Lucia Mar or San Luis Coastal. Big difference in the money. Don't these people understand basic Econ 1? Apparently not. But it just so happens, since this came out, let's see if I can get this thing here. I'm trying to make this a little bit bigger on my screen here. So I got a hold of this, and this has to do with, again, taxpayer money and apparently credit card use. And I don't know the explanation of all these, but again, since I have this information, and I hate when people send this to me on the text, because you can't get it as big. But anyway, let's see here. Acona Resort and Spa. Apparently this is a school district credit card. And that total is $1,328.50. Wonder what that could be for with the school district credit card. Can't imagine that. We have credit cards to Mr. Pickles. And also, of course, to Starbucks and so forth. And where is the accountability? Does anybody know where that accountability would be? and why this is happening. Well, Kevin, it's only $1,328. You got $22 for Starbucks, $22 for Starbucks, 50-something for Mr. Pickles. There's a $3,000 one here. That may be legit for Latino school events. Okay. I don't see anything in here for Italian school events or American school events. I just see the $3,000 for that. So anyway, again, it's only your money. And I know that all of you are rich out there and they need more money. So the choice will be yours come in November, because we know that that money will solve the problem of misuse of public funds, and every kid will be graduating with an A average. We just know that because we'll be told that. All right, what else we hear on the text? Surprised the water lawsuit didn't include cost of attorneys. The government should have had to repay the people. Right, now, you know, one would say, well, and Kevin, if they're repaying it, then you're hurting the taxpayers again. Well, at some point, a lesson needs to be taught. Needs to be taught. And it may be wishful thinking, but maybe the people will wake up. Remember, Comrade, he used to say, wake up, people. Wake up, people, and realize what these elected officials are doing, or what they're doing with your money. Again, we use the word accountability. We can talk about the parking fiasco and a whole bunch of other things. So, anyway, there you go to start things off this morning here on The Right Choice. And also, I'm assuming, Chris, you drive a car, don't you?
I think so.
Okay. And the car operates in many ways, including tires, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now. And people have their choices of tires and so forth, or do they anymore in California? It may be limited. And not only may it be limited, but it's going to cost more. Because the California Energy Commission unanimously greenlit new rules to phase out the sale of replacement tires that don't meet the state's energy efficient standards. I have no idea what that means. Now, according to this, the change could potentially wipe out 70% of the tires currently available to California drivers. Well, if that is even close, what does that do? That will inflate the cost of an average set by hundreds of dollars. So you're talking about, you know, depending on what's available in the state of California, as much as $300 to add to the, you know, if you're buying a set of tires. And, you know, just figure it out. That's more than another pizza a month. Now, some brands say they save a couple of miles per gallon on the highway. And even with these, and I don't know the exact reason why they're doing this here in the state of California, not that they read one or need one, but, you know, if it's going to save some, you know, gas mileage, well, I guess you could say that's great, but that all depends on how people drive. That really does. Let's try this. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, there's a rolling efficiency rating that tires have. What I read yesterday, I just shortly read some stuff. By 2028, they want to go to, I believe it was like a 9.1 efficiency, which I don't know anything about really how that works out. And then in 2030 or 32, they want to go to a 7.8, I believe, or something like that. Rolling efficiency, and those are all the super high-end tires. You can't just go buy your cheap Kumho tires or whatever that most people, you know, you shop around and buy, you know, your less expensive tire.
Well,
not everybody can afford the Michelins and all that.
Okay, so the intent is to what? Save gas?
It says this is government thinking. It's going to save money in the long run because it's going to save fuel and it's going to save the environment.
Okay, and again, if you're driving on crappy roads and they're getting beat to death, does it really matter?
No.
And if you drive inconsistently, and I think you probably know what I mean, that people, their driving habits can dictate on the kind of gas mileage and wear and tear on their vehicles. Some people, they ride the brakes going into a turn, they turn swiftly or last second, instead of road take it. So that wears out your tires as well. So there's a lot of factors here. They, you know, we're not just not on a flat road, very nicely paved, going 35 miles an hour with no bumps.
It's going to wear out tires.
Can you back up? We lost you for a second.
Okay. If you've got an older car and the front door out, it's going to wear, and you can't afford a new car. It's going to wear tires out faster.
Right.
Also, it's the most ridiculous thing. When I read that yesterday, I couldn't believe it.
Well, do we now see another black market developing in California?
Me and my boy were talking yesterday. So I'm just going to order tires online. And unfortunately, that's going to hurt the local shops.
Well, the thing is, if people try to order, I don't know the specific items, but you try to order things online, you can't get them because there are limits to the states.
That's true. I've done that. Yeah, I had that issue with parts before. The people are going to have to find another way. And like I said, unfortunately, that's going to hurt the local shops.
That it is, but also it's going to hurt the consumer because they're going to have to pay more money.
Yeah, tires are, I don't know the last time you bought tires, but they're pretty pricey already.
Yeah, they are.
Set of four tires for my truck, you know, you're looking at $1,500, $1,800.
Yep. Well, just save an extra $400 or $500, sir, and you'll be okay.
And our roads are just so pristine that I don't have to worry about it, and straight and smooth.
Yep. So the purchase, maybe not funny, but this I think goes back more than 20 years. This was in the making.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it goes, I forget what year, but this is part of a whole bunch of stuff that was lumped in with refrigerators and dryers and et cetera here to make our lives better. But, of course, take more money out of our pockets.
And if my thinking is on the tires, a harder compound will roll easier. And a harder compound doesn't have the grip. It's not as safe on the road because it won't handle properly if it has a real hard compound to make the tires last. I mean, roll easy. If that makes any sense.
Okay, so when things like this occur, people will put off buying tires because of the increased expense. So what happens when you have bad tires on your car?
You have blowouts and you have, flat off the road.
Right, you have potential. It's safety. It's safety. So once again, the government to the rescue.
Nope, sorry, Kevin, I lost you if you're still on there.
No, I'm still here, but again, so you have okay. you're going to have safety concerns because people are going to put it off because of everything else in this state that's so expensive. And again, government creates a problem.
Well, then what the government will do to fix it, we're going to have monthly checkpoints on your car. Roadside checkpoints again. Check those tires.
Well, we'll also have a program for people making under certain amounts of money per year. They'll have taxpayer-funded, just like trying to help people buy EVs. taxpayers will not going to say support it. They'll fund that.
Which the EVs go through tires even quicker than your standard vehicle because of the weight.
So, and I'm guessing that those tires already are probably more expensive to begin with.
They are. My boy had to get some for his fiance's Tesla, and they're a special tire, and they're more money.
I'd like to know specifically what tires they're referring to. Because I read some things on this morning, and that some of the shop owners around the state said, well, people are just going to buy used tires. I wouldn't buy used tires. You couldn't pay me to buy used tires. That's crazy.
Unless you got an old trader or something, that's the only way I'd do it.
Well, okay, but most of us, you want a new tire, and you want a good safe tire with some treads on it.
Well, because right now you can buy a good tire for a fair price. It's not not your high end name brand, but you can buy a quality tire at a fair price, to get you on the road safely.
But again, it comes back to, in some cases, because I know this personally, and you probably do too. There are certain, again, depending on your driving habits and where you and I live, I have found the tires that wear very well for our back road driving. And I've gotten very, very good use out of them, as opposed to, you mentioned Michelin. I'll never buy Michelins for country roads again. Those things didn't last worth a damn. And I don't know the brand that's on it now, but I've gotten really, really good use out of them. So, am I going to be limited for that choice?
Most likely, yeah. If you're buying this, I would say mid to upper grade tire, you're probably not going to be able to get those anymore.
Well, they've worked very well for me.
Yeah, let's take that choice away from you.
Yep. Okay. Well, sir, thank you so much.
You guys take care.
All right. Bye. Let's see here. Most expensive tires will lead to people delaying replacing worn-out tires. That will lead to blowouts, accidents, and more traffic fatalities. Of course, it's just common sense. Tire law. This law is just another example of California government thinking the average citizen is too stupid to make their own decisions. Many people will get tires when they travel out of state. And let's see here. Well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to expand on your tire discussion a little bit. I listened to the sound clip from, I believe it's Nancy Devine, who's the California Energy Commission. And I'd like to know, and people need to question this, is where did they come up with this study? And where is all this data and everything that says, when she says, it'll save the environment. I mean, that's her opinion, but where do they come up with these facts and stuff that they regulate with? It's ridiculous.
Well, this is, all they have to say is it'll save the environment, and people are going to believe it.
Yeah. I mean, they just say, oh, that must be, it's green, it must be good, I will pay more for it, and the consumer. And again, the middle class that keeps voting for these people that hire these regulators are the ones that pay for it.
Well, I think something like the California Energy Commission, to me, it's kind of like, what I started the show with this morning on this water. I don't think most people are even aware of it.
Yeah, if you knew, what they do, like many government agencies, you can't really tell what they do. I mean, they regulate things, but what good do they bring to the taxpayer? They usually cost the taxpayer more money by creating regulations because they have nothing to do. They sit in offices, they get a hierarchy of people, and they go, well, what's next? And I think they just throw darts at the, hey, let's take tires away. We keep voting for the people that are installing these people. It's an endless cycle.
That it is. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the general public finds out about this. And again, I can't wait for more of the backlash. I saw a little bit of her interview, and that smirk on her face, I wanted to smack her.
It's like they just won. I got you. I'm going to get you. I think they think they're doing great work doing that, and it does nothing for anybody. Like you said, you think about it, the tires, air pressure, driving habits, rolling resistance, roads. I mean, how can they even come up with some kind of a formula to tell us that that is a great idea at this point?
Yeah, once again, it's government saying one size fits all.
Yes. The guy driving his Prius from Pomona on the 210 out to San Bernardino, hey, maybe it works for him, everybody else. I know big trucking companies, they do studies on their tires, and they look at things versus air pressure in the wintertime, summertime. Your average consumer driving their vehicle, they get tires, they look for value or what they think is going to give. Air pressure and all those things go out the window. It's just drive. So yep. I think the savings is just, I think they're just trying to create something that shouldn't be created. That's my opinion today, Kevin.
You got it. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it very much. And hi, good morning. All right, let's see here. Another text. How about retreads? Are retreads even allowed to be sold anymore? I know I don't see as many, from the trucks on the highway as as I remember. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, California said that they want to save the taxpayers money, and it's going to be a good thing for families to have their tires monitored, I guess, for compliance. And they want to save us money. How about they just drop the gas tax? That would save us a ton of money. Yeah.
Well, but then how do we take care of the roads?
I don't know. Have the government pay for it. Maybe they could cut back on their pay since they're always giving themselves raises.
Well,
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we are the government, so they get it from us. When you talk about their pay, I say this. Why not stop spending billions, and I mean billions of dollars a year on people that aren't legal in this country or this state?
Yeah, just this state would be a big help to this state.
For an extra $20 to $25 billion a year, I think the roads might look pretty good, even in Paso Robles.
You think?
I hope.
Yeah.
All right, sir, up against the clock. Got to go. Happy motoring, folks, and we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles City Council unanimously approved changes to its municipal code last night, allowing cannabis non-storefront retail deliveries to operate in the city. Updates to the municipal code also no longer limit the number of cannabis businesses allowed to operate and establish a cannabis regulatory permit. In collaboration with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve today and tomorrow. Additional burn days may be required August 24th through the 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the upper 90s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. The U.S. and Canada have reached a last-minute deal to delay 50% U.S. tariffs on Canadian imports. President Trump making the announcement. They've been put on hold for 3 days to try to finalize a plan. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, the winner of Florida's gubernatorial primary. Donalds thanking his supporters in Orlando.
Tonight, because of your sweat, because of your hard work, we have won a massive victory.
Former Congressman David Jolly, who used to be a Republican, won the Democratic nomination. The two candidates will face off in November to replace outgoing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And a mixed bag for Democratic Socialists in the Sunshine State. Angie Dixon winning the Democratic Senate primary. But Representatives Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Jared Moskowitz fended off challenges. America's listening to Fox News.
everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
All righty. It's, let's see here, 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Tuesday, the Brewers tied a major league record with a 22-0 shellacking of the Mariners, the largest margin of victory in a shutout in the modern era. The record was set by the Pirates against the Cubs in 1975 and tied by the Indians versus the Yankees in 2004, but Milwaukee is the first team to do it in front of their home crowd. Three-run homers by Christian Yelich, David Hamilton, and Luis Lara backed up the five-hit pitching of Kyle Harrison and three relievers, one of whom was catcher Gary Sanchez, who stranded two runners in the ninth. Dodgers held off the Rockies 7-6. Shohei Ohtani went deep. That gives him 30 homers for the sixth consecutive season. A rough night for the other division leaders, though. The Twins topped the Braves 4-1. Cubs darned the White Sox 4-3. Alex Bregman knocked in the tying run in the seventh and singled home the walk-off winner in the ninth. Angels over the Astros 3-1, and the Blue Jays doubled up the Rays 10-5. Elsewhere, the Phillies won their fifth straight, 6-4 over the Marlins. Yankees beat the Orioles 3-1. Trent Grisham homered and drove in all three New York runs.
It's a lot easier at sometimes, and sometimes it's very hard to do. Remind myself to stay in my process, stay within myself.
Adley Rutschman hit his first long ball for his new club as the Red Sox rattled the Diamondbacks. Joe Adell belted a 455-foot shot and drove in six as the Guardians cut down the Giants. Padres popped the Mets. Fernando Tatis Jr. homered twice and took a grand slam away from Francisco Lindor with a great catch in right. Shutouts for the Cardinals and Rangers. Wins for the Royals and Pirates. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, serving you since 1979. Clouds and sunshine, upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. We'll be in the mid-90s, sunny for your Thursday and your Friday and your Saturday and your Sunday. Low 90s on Monday, back to mid-90s on Tuesday. And let's see here. A week from today, where are we going to be at? We're going to be in the low 90s. All right, today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go, 6:26 a.m., 7:49 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All right, running up against the clock here. It is 6 minutes away from 7. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways to get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home, even if it's a Great Pyrenees. All righty, as I check to my left here, I see nothing and so forth. But Chris, greeting cards. You've received a couple of greeting cards or birthday cards over the years, right?
I may have.
Okay.
I was younger.
Any money in them?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Usually the best part.
And if you get the money, do you even read the card?
Yeah, I do, out of courtesy.
How are they going to know?
Because they're standing right there.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, anyway, Hallmark, probably the most famous. They have many these kinds of different cards for every occasion. It seems like almost every day of the year. For all occasions, how many do you think Hallmark has?
Ooh, there's one for so many different birthdays. Are those counted separately?
No, birthdays are birthdays.
Okay, birthdays are birthdays. Let's go with...
There may be grandchildren's or moms and, a little deviation, but not, 700 deviations.
Right. I'm going to go with 15.
What? Have you lost your mind?
No. What is that, comically low?
comically low. It's Hallmark.
Okay. All right.
You see on the, you know, today is National Egg Salad Day.
I didn't know they'd make a card for that. It's been a while since we did the card section.
No, what I'm saying is society. We have this. You know, it's, you know, again, National Egg Salad Day, National Ice Cream Day. Okay, Every day something's, you know, full of you know what.
So this isn't like how many different cards I can find in the store. It's like how many occasions are there?
According to Hallmark.
Okay. 500.
Oh, that's high. It's 105.
All right.
105. So, anyway, there we go. All right. Let's see. Let's go to trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualify for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. Speaking of money and families, because the government, they care. They want to save us money, but they keep putting in regulations that raise the cost of everything. Okay. All right. So, folks, you want to, you know, have a nice family experience. And you know what? My wife and I are going to take our two kids to a ball game. And that means a baseball game. If you're going to do that, here is the price. I'm going to do this. Okay. Four tickets, a parking pass, two beers, two sodas, and four hot dogs. What's the most expensive place, stadium or team or whatever, that if you're going to have this family experience? All right? What do you think it is? The most expensive baseball stadium, Major League Baseball stadium to visit. Again, this is just the bare bones. That's just the four tickets, a parking pass, two beers, two sodas, and four hot dogs. All right? What do you think the most expensive is? All right, to the phone lines we go. Take me out of the ball game. Hi, good morning.
Morning, $900.
No, I'm not asking for the. I'm asking for the stadium or the team. 238-57. $900 would be high, by the way. So, what do you think the most expensive Major League Baseball stadium to visit is? Okay, again, this is bare bones. Bare bones. Hi, good morning.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Yes, it is. Time for Dodger baseball to spend all that money on world championships and all the good players they have. Yes.
I've said for many years, I said every team buys their championships. Certain teams just pay more.
Could debate that, but we don't have time. Anyway, so for the bare bones to go to Dodger Stadium for family of four is $413.16.
Good thing the last time I went, my friend brought me with comps.
And to tell you the truth, I thought I would have guessed it to be higher.
Yeah, me too. I look at what I call the common man tickets, and they're $70 and $80. I go, that's a lot of money just to bring your kids out for the afternoon, you know?
Well, I'm just guessing these are not prime seats either. So that's the Bears. Okay, your name, please?
Paul DiMatteo. I haven't called in a while.
Okay, well, thank you, Paul.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Okay,
all right, the Boston Red Sox have come in at number two, 372.90. Then the Athletics, they're playing in a minor league field. Chicago Cubs, number four. The Giants, 283.58. Again, that's a family of four. And except for the first baseline right field, all the seats up there, I still call it Pac Bell, are good. San Diego comes in at number six, the Phillies seven, Pirates eight, New York Mets number nine. The Yankees come in at number 11, and Tampa comes in at number 12. And the thing about Tampa, though, is you can get great seats just before the first pitch because nobody goes to the games.
Oh, aren't we a little bit late because this is the outro music?
Yeah, I know. We got to go. All right, we're done this hour.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.